You go to fast food restaurants, McDonald's and Burger King. People stand by the menu boards begging for food.
The job situation is creating desperation in New Jersey's poor neighborhoods. Larry Ham's People's Organization for Progress has been leading daily vigils in Newark for 140 straight days and is calling for a march against corporate greed in that city on December 6.
Newark has one of the highest foreclosure rates in the state. They have a 40% foreclosure rate in Irvington. And we're throwing people out of their homes because they can't pay their property taxes. But Prudential has built a sports arena in Newark and owes $200 million in taxes. If we have to pay our taxes, they should pay their taxes too.
Carol Gay, president of the New Jersey Industrial Union Council, simply set the problem as one of fairness.
My question is, why do the banks and corporations get to take in the profits, pay huge salaries and bonuses, even after being bailed out in some cases, while workers are losing their jobs, houses, and health care, or while students rack up lifelong debt for their education? If there's one thing that's crystal clear at this stage of the crisis, it is that more cuts will not help us. Tax cuts and incentives for the wealthy and corporations have repeatedly failed to put Americans back to work.
For Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman, fixing the economy is not that hard.
A lot of what's dragging down the economy is the burden of consumer debt, and we should certainly have a major program of mortgage principal reductions, of debt forgiveness. And in the meantime, while we're working that out, the answer is for the government to spend. How could there be a better time to be doing public works projects? We have millions of unemployed construction workers. The federal government can borrow long-term at an interest rate of 2%.
But this simple logic is still falling on deaf ears because, says Dr. Krugman, the focus in Congress has been on deficit reduction. Popular discontent, however, is beginning to influence the agenda.
This is where the Occupy Wall Street has been so amazing. I think the state of our discussion was so surreal. The emperor had no clothes, and yet nobody was saying it. And then a fairly ragtag group of ordinary people start camping out in a few parks in major cities, and all of a sudden, it's like the country woke up. What on earth have we been talking about these past 2 years? Why aren't we talking about the jobs crisis? Why aren't we talking about why some people are doing so well and whether perhaps we should do something about inequality instead of enlarging the holes in the social safety net?
Despite laying off 300,000 state and local government employees to reduce budget deficits, the economic crisis has not been solved, and voters in this past week's election rejected limitations on collective bargaining. It is time, said Carol Gay, to do what is right.
You cannot get us out of this job crisis without revenue. And they didn't want to stop the wars, and they didn't want to raise taxes. And those were the two obvious places where to save money. So it's got to be really bold, and it's going to take a lot of money, which means you've got to raise taxes on the super wealthy. I mean, they're the ones that got all the money over the last 10 years. So let's take it back.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.